Today's pep talk is about how to handle angry moments or anger management. A lot of parents report a lot of problems with their kids these days regarding anger and out of control anger in particular. And it's really a common problem, and a lot of parents are facing it, and a lot of parents think they're doing something wrong, but you're not. It's something happening culturally across the board. And whatever the issue is, it is rampant in our society, and a lot of people are working on ways to deal with it and how to manage it and why it's happening and what to do about it. So today I just want to talk about a few really simple ideas for teaching kids how to handle their anger when they have it. And you can do most of these from a very young age. So one thing that you want to do is teach kids how to yell in a pillow. And you might have heard this before from therapy, but you can do it at home with your kids, and parents can teach their kids. Instead of yelling and screaming, you can put your face in a pillow and scream at the top of your lungs. And it's kind of fun to do this with the kids and show them, because often they're afraid that that much anger, that much noise is going to get you mad or get them in trouble. And so they're afraid to do this. So when you do it with them, it makes it safe. And when it's safe for them to do, it's something that they can learn to do on their own when they need to vent their anger. So screaming in a pillow is one. Another one is coloring or drawing with red crayon or red pen. Something about the red and scribbling or drawing on a piece of paper is really helpful in moving the anger through children, and all of us, actually. It's you know, adults can do this as well. And again, sitting down with your kids and showing them how it's done and really moving through your anger can really help them and make it safe. Another great way to get out anger is to fill up water balloons and take your child outside with a bucket of water balloons and throw them against a wall. Something about that water balloon and it smashing it against the wall is really helpful when kids are having anger management problems. And I actually gave this suggestion to the staff at Costa Pacifica, where they have children that have a lot of problems, and they found it really, really helpful, especially with the teenagers, to be able to have this tool to use for the kids to be able to deal with anger when they have it. And the last thing is going to be to just allow anger with your words. So when you notice that your child is angry, instead of saying don't be angry or it's not okay to be angry, you want to say things like, it's okay to be angry, it's not okay to kick me. You know, it's okay to feel mad, but it's not okay to bash the door in. It's okay to tell your sister you're angry with her, but it's not okay to hit her. And so you want to acknowledge that the feeling is okay. It's the action that they take as a result of having the feeling that could be problematic. So you want to give them other suggestions. And one thing that's really helpful, even with, say, 4, 5, 6-year-olds, is to give them 3 alternative suggestions. So instead of hitting your sister, what are 3 other things that you could do? And help them figure out, well, I could, you know, go run around outside, I could go draw something, or I could tell her, I don't like when you do that. And that often will give them alternatives. So I hope these will help in your whenever you have problems with anger with your kids. And have a wonderful day. Happy parenting.